Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew again. We're in Matthew for a little while, I think. And it's from chapter 22, just after the reading we had from yesterday. And today we have the gospel, we have the lifestyle of the Christian boiled down to the essentials. This is a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Here we have such a simple yet profound exposition of what the life of the Christian is supposed to look like. Here Jesus lays out for us so plainly how we are called to live. He lays it out that even the Ten Commandments, even the law and the prophets can be found in the essence of these two commandments he gives. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And to love your neighbor as yourself. So the question is, if it's really this simple, if it's really just two things, then why is it so hard for us to do it? Right? I don't know about you, but I am personally able to testify that I have fallen short. I have sinned in many different, unique ways. And if it was following Jesus that was that easy, that was that simple, then why do I fail? Why do you fail? And I think the root here lies in what came from the heart of the Pharisees when they asked him the question. I think too often we try to test this simple idea. I think that we too often try to find an easier way out. I think too often, at least I know I do, ask God if it's really that simple, if there's not a more complicated thing I can do to ensure that he loves me, to ensure that I'm in his good graces. But brothers and sisters, that is the joy and essence of the gospel, is that he has called us first and that he has loved us first. That we don't gain our acceptance by the Father, by the things that we do, but by simply being his. Now, that doesn't mean, as we've said before, that you can act however you want and still gain access to heaven. By being called, it puts actually a responsibility onto us, a responsibility that Jesus calls the Pharisees onto in this scripture. So today, I want all of us to reflect on our lives. And instead of viewing it through a lens of a litany, a list of do's and don'ts that we're supposed to accomplish or supposed to do to be quote unquote holy, I want us to look at this reading and see every aspect of our days, every aspect of our lives, every relationship we have through the lens of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. and to love your neighbor as yourself. And brothers and sisters, when we do this, I am confident that our hearts and our minds will be opened in gratitude to what the Lord is doing. I'm confident at the complicated, the trying, the confusing plans we put in place for ourselves become so much simpler. And the Lord will reign in our hearts now and forever. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, God bless, and have a great morning.